Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge 105 Radio's charity for the month for July is Spectrum, which is a recently formed charity based here in Cambridge. And I'm joined in the studio again by one of the founders, Justin Heron. Justin, welcome back.
Hi, Neil. Good to see you again.
Remind us just quickly what it is that Spectrum does and why you set it up.
Yeah, in a nutshell, we provide events for families of children with additional needs and different support mechanisms for them.
Okay. And by additional needs, by and large, we're talking about children who suffer from autism. Is that right?
Autism probably takes around about 35% of the kind of disabilities that we support.
Okay.
So it stretches on to physical things, mental things, like ADHD, dyspraxia, coordination difficulties, as well as disabilities that have come about at birth or through trauma, for example.
Okay. And you were telling us when you were first in that it's all about kind of including the families, the siblings and everybody in events that they can all get involved in, because it is, I guess, a fairly isolating thing, isn't it? It's very difficult to be out in public if you're a lot of people be worried about what's going to happen, and also for the child concerned, quite concerning and unsettling.
Yeah, very much so. So inclusion, fun, creativity, imagination is the way forward for us. So in some ways, a lot of people kind of see us as an icebreaker, so they don't have that confidence, as you touched on a minute ago, to kind of go out and experience these things for themselves. Mm. But they can do it when they've got the additional support of Spectrum and the team around them. And we find that when we do these events, that kind of at the end of it, a lot of them are like, you know what, we could actually come back here as a family unit. And for us, that is a huge win. You know, just helping people not only build the confidence as a family, but also encourage a child's social skills to communicate and work with others. That's really what we're about.
Because it must be tricky as well in families where there is a sibling as well.
Yep.
That often it's kind of like all focused towards the child that has the additional needs, and there can be almost like an exclusion, or the sibling can't experience some of the things that a normal child would experience for no reason other than you have a brother or sister who has additional needs. So this is a way of getting around that.
Very much. Everything's family unit based. We recognise that most families have huge impact from different quarters. Grandparents are heavily involved. Mm. You see overspill from the school where they're trying to assist as much as they can. But you're right, for siblings, we find that most siblings are really in touch with what their brother or sister's going through. But at the same time, we do recognise that they're kind of maybe at times losing a bit themselves. Not that they're ungrateful for that in any shape or form, but it gives us a good way of helping them understand their sibling's position better, but as also for having fun themselves. We see a lot of these siblings also help to help us more. They want to be mentors. They see how them being involved and their kindness makes a difference.
Okay, so talk us through some of the things you've done, and then you can walk us through your calendar, because it sounds to me like you've got a list of things on the run up to Christmas from here on out.
Yeah, very, very busy times ahead. So we've been busy planning with, fortunately, with lots of great people around the Cambridge area. We work with a lot of venues hand in hand. We are heavily set between now and Christmas, but our schedule's probably about 2 years beyond that as well. We're
wow.
Literally very in a very, very fortunate position to be constantly asked to get involved, or how could we change an event at a venue to make it more suited for children with additional needs. So it really runs from very, very small things, which are kind of close to like family get-togethers, very relaxed over like tea, coffee, letting the children play, through to working with the National Trust. We have a lot of love for the Hilton Hotel Group, who are just amazing in the city centre. They not only see what the children need to go through, but they recognise in turn what the parents need, and also our volunteers, what they give up to support these people. So we're really, really fortunate there. So over the next coming months, we are down at Clip and Climb in Cambridge, who we've helped develop a programme which runs every Sunday for children with additional needs. And we have our own dedicated session once a month. So we're more and more in and around the building, quite frequent faces at Clip and Climb.
See, now that's the sort of thing that strikes me. If it was me as a parent, the first thing, my goodness, I can't do that. That's far too dangerous. But actually what you're saying is, no.
Very much so.
Do it properly.
Most things, we don't believe that anything's really off the table.
Right.
A lot of things are around repetition, simple instruction, that little bit of added time just to kind of process the task ahead, whether it's climbing a wall, playing football, absorbing in a swimming pool, whatever it might be. It's just that little bit of allowance. All children are different. Autism is very, very different from child to child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that little bit of value added time. But we're seeing more and more people across the UK, across the world, you know, get better in touch with autism. We're also seeing it with the venues here in Cambridge. Not only are they wishing to support that audience better, but in turn work with us, take some advice on board, and you know, create these events which are more appealing to people in that position.
The rewards must be amazing, especially for the child concerned.
I don't think there's really words. We just have so much fun. We see a lot of the kids, you know, just literally enjoying themselves, big smiles everywhere, and that's the reward that we need.
My goodness me. So they get you and the parents and everybody else up and down these walls at Clip and Climb. What else have you got?
Don't get me wrong. We certainly enjoy ourselves helping them.
Oh, my goodness.
So apart from that, we're working with the Anglesey Abbey on the Winter Lights programme. We're off to ZSL Whipsnade Zoo. Taking a coach tour down to there for the day, so you know, loads of great time. See, animals is a huge thing with a lot of the children that we support. Most things we do are heavily visual,
right?
People like images of what they've done as well. Children are very, very much visual as opposed to oral instruction. A lot of the programs that we work like that, easy to follow, look back on, process. Everything's kind of very, very visual.
Okay, fabulous. So take us through the rest of the diary then. As you say, up to Christmas. So,
we have Clip and Climb. We're already, even though it's the middle of summer and getting warmer, we're very much looking at our Christmas programme. So we work with KD Theatre on autism-friendly performances of their pantos. Pantos are a huge hit.
That must be.
With the comedy, the drama on stage. I think a lot of the children see these guys as kind of superheroes. They're up there on the stage living the dream, and the children, you know, just really, really resonate with that, the music, the atmosphere, the humour. So we're working through that. We work quite closely with Santa Claus, which is always hugely popular with the venues around here, especially the children as well. So we tend to find out what Santa's going to be up to well in advance and work with him on the odd event, which is hugely pleasing. On a completely separate extreme, talking of large men, we also work with the UBW team, which is the Ultimate British Wrestling.
Oh, my goodness.
So, again, very, very much kind of like, in some ways, a kind of panto feel to it. But it's, again, we're talking about girls and guys that are larger than life. The UBW team have a considerable amount of time for the children that we support, giving them the time to speak to them, one-on-one sessions, photo opportunities, loads and loads of humour in the ring, and a massive fundraising aspect to it as well.
And again, there's always thing, it is, it's all colour, and like, as you say, larger-than-life characters,
much.
Aren't they?
So very,
it's,
very much.
I can imagine that in the strangest of ways, actually, I can see that it does attract these kids,
exactly.
And it is something for them.
We see with the UBW team that in some ways we have a lot of children that are hooked into the world of Marvel, especially children with autism. So again, we're looking at prominent characters, nice and colourful, do good things. It's a really, really good tie-in with UBW.
Now, if people are looking, you mentioned KD Theatre there,
yep.
and you said that you do the pantomime. You were mentioning when you came in before that actually what you can do is you can just tweak a performance slightly. I'm just thinking that there may be other theatre groups, other events and organisations in Cambridge, you're thinking, well, hang on, what would we need to do? So what exactly happens when you do a cinema showing or with the theatre?
Yeah,
what do you do?
So with people like KD Theatre, very, very in tune to what audiences do, what we do, very integrated with us, and they'll always provide within their range of performances a dedicated day where their pyrotechnics have been adjusted a little bit, so
right.
they're not so startling. Maybe the sound is altered very briefly. The lighting on stage is altered a little bit, but mainly the lighting in the auditorium is just adjusted enough so that it's not too dark. There's still, if a child needs to, you know, be more conscious of mum and dad around them, they can still see the show perfectly. It's just tiny, tiny tweaks that make a big difference to these children, and the experience they have as simple as possible.
And as you were saying when you were in before, the feeling for the family to be able to go to an event yep. like that and not worry.
Exactly. And you know, touching on things like KD, they'll happily bring the cast out, so not only have they seen the show, they've got to meet the princess, they've got to meet the hero. All of these kind of things just leave a lasting impression.
Yeah.
And we normally find that within weeks of seeing a Christmas panto, we're being bombarded of when's the next one, because that experience is very, very real. It's very, very enjoyable. We've seen with wrestling events before, when we've done those for different groups, we've actually had the experience of a mother actually hearing her son laugh properly for the first time. And that's hard to find words for. because
it's a different connection, isn't it? A different reaction.
But for that child, that larger than life character in the ring was his connection. And you maybe think in turn that she's probably destined for watching hours and hours of the world wrestling on the TV going forward. But that's life changing.
Hey, that's a price that worth paying, isn't it?
That's life changing.
Yeah, if you get that response, that sudden connection.
Exactly. And then you think about, you know, all the tiny little things that maybe, you know, kind of are a little bit hard at times. It's just all forgotten. You realise exactly why you do this, the gains that it's bringing, and you can't write stuff like that.
Okay. If people want to get involved, what do you need? Do you need money, or do these events tend to fund themselves, or what do you need?
So we vary the events quite significantly. So some of the events are more focused to the fundraising aspect, which in turn just means that more events can happen in the future, because everything goes straight back in. Spectrum's really transparent in what we do. Everything goes back into, you know, helping the children on a bigger scale. So we do things like Faulty Towers. I've got a really great Faulty Towers dining experience, which is going to be utter chaos and mayhem. We're really excited about it. The Hilton Hotel, Cambridge City Centre, on the 29th. And that's not just for our members. So anybody from Cambridge, as long as we have tickets available, are able to come and join in. And at the end of the day, not only is it a great night for them, a good date night for a couple, it's going to go on to help children in this area have really, really good experiences.
Fantastic. If people want to find out details like that, on the website?
Straight to the website every time. So spectrum.org.uk. There's a big banner on the front of our page. It's dotted in most areas about the Faulty Towers event. We have a black tie ball event in the April again, which the public can get involved in. But on the member side, it does range from adding in a very small amount of money to attend maybe a local pub, which is secluded for us, or it varies when we perhaps bring in coach travel to go to a zoo or go to Harry Potter or some places like that. So there is variance. We try and keep it as broad as possible, and as time goes on and Spectrum grows, then we'll be able to subsidise the trips a little bit more, which is obviously a good return for the families, because we know there's a financial aspect as well to keep doing these things.
I just love this whole idea that the whole family of four can jump in a car and go to Harry Potter World, or jump on a coach and go to Harry Potter World, knowing that they're going to have a good day, because you're not having to keep your eye and worry about other people, other members of the public. Yeah. Everybody who's there is in the same boat, and it's all fine. It's just so reassuring, and I just think, you're going to have a good day, don't you?
And it's not just that day. So before because we are the skill sets we have in the team, we can do things like photo shoots. So we can easily get children thinking about the props, thinking back to the film. We can go to Cineworld, who we partner with in Ely. Look at Harry Potter options. It's all about repetition. You know, bringing these things forward, children will then see different aspects to the film that they maybe didn't notice the first time, and then it leads up to the actual event of actually going, and then you've got the memories of what we've been doing over the last 2 weeks all coming to a conclusion.
Fabulous. Justin, it's great to hear you. You sound so enthusiastic about it. That's what I like. You have a lot of fun too.
We do. Nothing, like you say, nothing is off the table. We've heard some truly bizarre ideas in the begin with, and think how could we do something with this, and we've ended up going and doing. So we've got some good stuff, really, really good stuff that I can't say everything about at the moment.
Sure.
Happening with some museums down in London. Truly, truly exciting. Adults just as excited as the kids. Watch this space.
Excellent. Or watch spectrum.org.uk.
Very much so.
Justin, lovely to see you again.
And you, Neil. Thank you very much.
Thank you.